U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, covering Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, is down two judges. President Trump has the power to fill those seats, and with a Republican-controlled Senate, his picks could shape the court for years. Democrats and critics, like Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, worry Trump might nominate judges far outside the legal mainstream.
We could slow it down, but we can't actually block someone getting on a circuit court at this point. It's also possible that we could find an understanding whereby I would end up supporting someone who is, you know, maybe more conservative than me, but someone who I view as not destructive.
This court's influence is huge, especially in swing state Pennsylvania, where it helped decide election lawsuits in 2020 and 2024. April is Jazz Month in Philadelphia. WHYY's Corey Sharber has details.
Philly Jazz Month will celebrate and provide platforms for artists and organizations throughout the city to bring awareness, both locally and abroad, to connect people with the jazz scene, to not only share its history, but to encourage others to participate in it. Roughly $30,000 have been provided to local artists and organizations to create jazz-inspired cultural programs throughout the month. Philly Jazz Month is also partnering with the School District of Philadelphia to send artists to local schools to work with students and give clinics, which Ernest Stork, the Mid-Atlantic Arts Program Director of Jazz, says aims to give the relevant cultural context.
Hopefully they understand the importance of being a Philadelphian and this incredible legacy that they're carrying forward. We hope to just put Philly and jazz in the same sentence as many times as possible so that people recognize that Philly is a jazz city, and hopefully that will inspire them to just dig a little bit deeper around their own neighborhoods to see where it might be happening.
Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
In sports, Phillies with a 6-1 win over the Rockies in their home opener at the park, and the Flyers got by the Predators last night 2-1. Sixers are at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks tonight.